40% of the country for settlement and for production and for all sorts of other things. So in the south you had the Nabataeans, who were not friendly to the Jews. Then in the north you had again the Seleucid Empire, the remnants of the Seleucid Empire from Syria. And then you had the Persians and the Parthians and the Greeks, all of whom now became engaged in a war with Rome. Rome was the new empire on the block. So north of Israel, for the next 50, 60 years, a tremendous struggle goes on, which eventually Rome will win. But during the 50 or 60 years while this struggle is going on, Rome has no time to play around with the Jews in Israel. They are occupied with the Parthians, with the Greeks, with this great struggle for empire. The moment that ends, we will see Rome's attention will be directed directly towards Jerusalem. Now, Alexander Yanai took advantage of all of this turmoil to build an empire for himself. An empire for the Jewish people. As I told you, he was a great soldier. And for almost 15 years consecutively, at the beginning of his reign, he was at war. First, he pushed the Nabataeans in the south. He conquered the entire Gaza Strip, all the way to the Egyptian border, the cities of Aza, Gaza, Rafiah, present-day cities in the Gaza Strip, all became Jewish cities. He was able to conquer every city except the city of Ashkelon. The city of Ashkelon remained a Greek city, and it had an autonomy, and he was not able to conquer that city. But the rest of the coastline, from Ashkelon north to what is today Haifa, all was Jewish, with the exception of the city of Caesarea, which it was a Greek and Roman city, the Roman legion was there, the rest of it was Jewish. He conquered the Golan, and he put the Jewish settlements into the Golan. Today, when you go up on the Golan, the archaeologists show you the ruins of many ancient Jewish cities that were there, Katsrin, cities that are mentioned in the Talmud. There was a Jewish settlement on the Golan for almost 600 years. And that was founded by Alexander Yanai. He conquered most of what is today Transjordan, the country of Jordan. So that the Jewish control was on both sides of the Jordan River. He was the first one to fortify the fortress of Masada before Herod the Great. The ruins that we see today are from Herod's fortifications, from Herod's castles. But the place itself was chosen by Alexander Yanai. And he did all of this. It's not a graph that went straight up. He lost a few wars, too. And he came close a number of times to being utterly wiped out. But he was a wily, clever, strong-minded person. And he was always able to dray out, to get out of it somehow. And eventually he built this empire. However, he was not popular. He was not popular among the Prushim because of his behavior. He was not well known for his courtesy, his manners. That was not his style. He was a very rough, gruff person. And being at war 15 years, an awful lot of people died. Many, many casualties. And we all know that the Jews are not, don't take these things easily. In a society of Sparta or of Rome, parents and families expected that their children would be killed in war. In fact, in the tradition of the Greeks and the Romans, that was the highest honor. The Spartans used to give their son